Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Hello, dedicated learners and scholarly adventurers. It's fantastic to have you tuning in with us today. You know, in the vast realm of academia, the journey to earning a PhD can sometimes feel like scaling the highest mountain or navigating the most intricate maze. The challenges? Oh, they're many, but the rewards? They're unparalleled. And if you're here, it tells me you're driven, passionate, and ready to make your mark. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that I know has kept many of you up at night: comprehensive exams. Now, I understand the weight of that phrase, comprehensive exams. It feels heavy, doesn't it? Like a cloud hanging over your head. Maybe it's because they play such a pivotal role in your academic journey, or maybe it's the sheer volume of knowledge you're expected to have at your fingertips. But whatever it is, I want you to take a deep breath with me. Inhale, exhale, feel better, good. Here's the thing. The path to success is always dotted with challenges, but those challenges, they're opportunities in disguise. So, as we navigate today's conversation, let's remember this. Every doctoral journey is unique. Yet there are shared strategies and tested tools that can make this voyage smoother and more rewarding. And in today's episode, we're unraveling those strategies, equipping you with a practical roadmap to not only face, but also ace your comprehensive exams. Remember, the difference between a challenge and an opportunity is perspective. So tighten your seatbelts, scholars. We're in this together. And by the end of our chat, you'll be feeling more prepared, more equipped, and most importantly, more confident. Welcome to Dissertation in 90 Days. Let's dive right in. All right, friends, let's kick things off by setting the stage. Ever watched a marathon? Those long stretches of road, the sea of determined faces, each runner's foot hitting the pavement with purpose? That's kind of what comprehensive exams, or comp exams as we often call them, are in our world. Now, if you're scratching your head and thinking, what exactly are these comp exams? Don't fret, let's break it down. Comp exams are, in essence, rigorous tests that assess your grasp over your discipline's broad field. Think of them as a giant culmination of everything you've learned so far. So, why do universities and colleges emphasize them? Simple. These institutions want to ensure you've truly absorbed the wealth of knowledge your program offers. It's their way of ensuring you're ready to step into the world of research or the professional realm armed with deep understanding and expertise. Now, from a student's perspective, you might wonder, what's in it for me? I get it. These exams can seem daunting, but here's the silver lining. They're designed for your benefit. Comp exams help you identify gaps in your knowledge. They sharpen your analytical and critical thinking skills. Most importantly, they prepare you for the next big step, your dissertation. When you conquer these exams, you're not just proving your mastery to your institution, you're proving it to yourself. In a nutshell, just as a marathon tests a runner's endurance and preparation, comp exams are your academic stamina check. They're your opportunity to showcase your learning, to stretch, and to grow. So the next time you're up late with a pile of books, remember, it's your marathon. And every page turned, every note taken, brings you closer to that finish line. All right, let's shift gears a bit. There's a saying that goes, dreams don't work unless you do. Powerful, right? And with that in mind, let's dive into how we can picture our own success. First and foremost, it all starts upstairs, in our minds. Having a positive mindset isn't just about feel-good phrases or motivational posters. It's the fuel that keeps our academic engine running. Think about it. When challenges come, and trust me, they will, it's that little voice inside that says, you got this, that makes all the difference. A positive mindset helps you face hurdles with determination instead of dread. Now onto the nuts and bolts. Setting clear goals and expectations. I can't stress this enough. Let's say you're planning a road trip. You wouldn't just hop in the car without a map, would you? Similarly, in our academic journey, Having clear goals is our roadmap. It tells us where we want to go and what we need to get there. And by setting expectations for ourselves, we're creating a structure, a blueprint, if you will, that guides our every step. Lastly, never underestimate the power of visualizing the finish line. Close your eyes. Imagine that moment when you ace that exam. Feel the weight lifting off your shoulders. Picture the pride in your eyes and the joy in your heart. That, my friends, is your destination. And when you can see it, even just in your mind's eye, it becomes that much more tangible, that much more achievable. So in those moments of doubt or exhaustion, remember, envision your success, pave your path with clear goals, and keep that triumphant finish line in sight. It's your beacon, guiding you through the darkest of nights. All right, moving forward, there's a concept out there that champions the idea of a clear path, and it goes something like this. If you don't plan, you plan to fail. Let's unpack that, especially when it comes to crafting our study plans. So first things first, breaking down subjects and topics. Think of your syllabus as a puzzle. Large overarching subjects, those are your corner pieces, and the individual topics, they fill in the gaps. By categorizing and breaking things down, we're making the vast ocean of information more like a series of manageable ponds. One by one, we tackle each, ensuring we don't drown in the sheer volume of content. Now, creating a timeline. This is your study journey's backbone. Decide the landmarks, when you'll start a topic and when you aim to finish. It's like setting up mile markers on a long road. They help us pace ourselves, see our progress, and stay on track. Next up, designating specific times for focused study sessions. This isn't just about opening a book. It's about immersion. It's choosing a time when you're alert, fresh, and ready. Maybe you're a morning person. Great, seize the dawn. More of a night owl? That's perfect too. The key is picking a time when you can give your 100% and then sticking to it. Which brings us to our final point, consistency and rhythm. Studying isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. And like any long race, rhythm is crucial. It's not about how fast you go, but how consistently you move. By setting a steady pace and returning to it day after day, the content starts to stick. We build momentum, and before we know it, we're making leaps and bounds in our understanding. All right, team, let's roll up our sleeves and dive in. Because while it's all well and good to discuss strategies, what we really need is the tangible, the practical. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of making it all work. So, first on our list, tools. Now, we're not talking about hammers and nails here, but rather things that can give our brain a boost. Flashcards? Oh, they're golden. They help us condense information and test our recall. Quick, snappy, and oh so portable. Then there are mind maps. These beauties help us see the bigger picture, linking ideas and concepts in a way that's visual and intuitive. And hey, we're living in the digital age, right? So don't shy away from apps designed for study. There's a plethora out there. Note-taking, revision, even ones to help you stay focused. Speaking of focus, let's talk about its best friend, breaks. Ever heard of the Pomodoro technique? It's a rhythm of studying for, say, 25 minutes and then taking a 5-minute break. It's simple, but oh, does it work? It helps keep our minds sharp and fresh, preventing burnouts and ensuring we're always at our productive best. Now, on to study groups. Remember, there's strength in numbers. Forming or joining a group creates an environment of mutual learning. You can clarify doubts, discuss concepts, and see things from a perspective you might have missed. It's collaboration at its finest. Lastly, let's chat about mock exams. Picture this, it's game day, but you've already played the match a dozen times in your head. That's what mock exams do. They simulate the real thing, helping you get a feel for the format, the pressure, and the pace. It's like a dress rehearsal before the grand show. So there we have it. Equip your arsenal with the right tools, embrace breaks, team up with fellow learners, and test the waters with mock exams. With these in your toolkit, you're not just studying, you're studying smart. All right, friends, before we wrap things up, let's touch on something paramount. In the whirlwind of study sessions, exams, and deadlines, it's easy to forget the person at the center of it all. You. Physical health. It's the bedrock. We're talking three pillars here. First, exercise. And no, you don't need to become a gym junkie overnight. A brisk walk, a stretch, a quick dance in your living room. These little moments of movement shake off stress and get those endorphins flowing. Then there's diet. Think of your body as a car. Fuel it right and it'll purr. Feed it junk and, well, it might just sputter out. Lastly, sleep. Never underestimate the power of a good night's rest. It's the ultimate reset button, ensuring you wake up sharp, refreshed, and ready to tackle the day. Next, mental health, just as crucial. Mindfulness practices, whether that's meditation, deep breathing, or even just sitting quietly for a few minutes, can help center you. And hey, if things get tough, there's no shame in seeking counseling. Sometimes we all need a sounding board, someone to help us navigate the maze of our emotions. And let's not forget about life outside the books. Engaging in hobbies and activities you love is like opening a window in a stuffy room. Whether it's painting, music, cooking, or even just watching a movie, these pockets of joy rejuvenate our spirits, reminding us there's a world beyond the textbooks. Here we are, folks, at the threshold of the big day. You've poured hours, days, weeks into preparation. Now let's discuss that crucial final stretch, the last 24 hours, the night before. It's tempting, I know, to try to squeeze in just a bit more, to cram until the wee hours. But here's a nugget of wisdom. Sometimes relaxation trumps cramming. Your brain needs to breathe, to rest. Maybe indulge in a light read, take a warm bath, or listen to some calming music. This isn't about laziness. It's about ensuring you're at your optimal when the sun rises. Now, the morning of the exam, start with fueling up. A balanced breakfast isn't just an old saying, it's a brain-boosting reality. Think proteins, complex carbs, maybe a fruit. It sets the tone for the day. As you get ready, stand in front of that mirror. Give yourself some positive affirmations. Remind yourself of the hard work you've put in. And just before you head out, a last-minute glance at your notes. Not heavy studying, just a quick refresher. And then during the exam, first and foremost, read every question carefully. Sounds basic, but under pressure, it's easy to skim and miss key details. Next, time management. Keep an eye on the clock, pace yourself, ensuring you're not stuck too long on any one question. And above all, focus on staying calm. When nerves peek through, take a deep breath, remind yourself that you're prepared, and keep going. Now the dust has settled and the storm has passed. But wait, before you move on, let's talk about the moments after. Let's delve into post-exam reflections, debriefing. It's more than just a fancy word. After the exam, take a moment, maybe grab a cup of tea, and mull over the experience. What felt right? What areas were tricky? It's a little window offering insights into your performance. Then there's learning from mistakes. Hey, nobody's perfect. We all trip up from time to time. But here's the key. Each stumble offers a lesson. Maybe a concept needs revisiting, or perhaps a certain question type threw you off. Jot these down. They're like gold for future exams. And last, but by no means least, celebrate. Every test, every challenge faced is a step forward, a small victory in its own right. Maybe it's treating yourself to a favorite dessert, taking a leisurely walk, or just enjoying some quiet downtime, because you deserve it, truly. In the grand tapestry of our academic journey, every exam is but a thread. Reflect on it, learn from it, and then, with a smile, weave it into your ever-growing masterpiece, because every experience, good or bad, adds to your story. And there we have it, folks, a guide, a friend, a beacon in the sometimes foggy path of academia. The journey through the world of comprehensive exams, and indeed through life itself, is truly about growth, resilience, and expanding what you thought were your limits. Always remember, you're not alone on this trek. We're right here, cheering, supporting, and believing in you every single step of the way. Keep on writing, continue your thirst for learning, and never stop pushing those boundaries. Now, before we sign off, a quick golden nugget for you all. If you're looking for a step-by-step guide to make your dissertation journey smoother, do check out the playbook titled How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less by Dr. Anthony Robinson. Here's a man who's walked the talk, completing not one but two dissertations in just 6 months. Interested? I thought so. Head on over to writerser.com/playbook to download your copy. Till we meet again on another episode, stay inspired, stay dedicated, and most importantly, stay you.